So Africa and waifu, you are mother and daughter.
Yes.
Where are you guys from?
From Stockton, California.
Stockton. How old are you?
I'm 27.
You're 27.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not a kid.
Nah.
But you guys have separate OnlyFans accounts.
Yes.
You're both OnlyFans sex workers.
Yeah, technically.
She technically
I'm
is, but she's
different. I'm
not.
different. Yeah, I'm different.
I
So
am.
like, I do censored content, so actually this is a lot. This is showing too much. I was gonna come here with my censor bar,
It's just a
but.
matter of time, though, before you start showing more and more, right?
Oh no. We're trying to keep it gold. No, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. And mom, you've been doing this for how long?
Since I was 27, so very, very long.
Couple years
I'm
ago.
Googleable. Yeah.
And this is a career that came about because you were just looking for a new hustle, or?
No, this is a career that came about because I had a baby. First, I was just dancing and stuff, but then you know how like you can kind of couch surf? You can't do that with a baby. So then I upped my game into the industry.
So you are shooting
Yes, I'm shooting by myself right now.
sexual content, though.
Yes.
How do you feel about that, waifu, daughter?
I mean, to me, it's whatever because like it's like mom's job is mom's job because mom is mom, and she kind of made it easy to like see work as work and then like home life as home life. So it never really bled into each other.
Did she encourage you to do the
No, absolutely not.
I was freaked out.
No, like my first thing that I wanted to do was I wanted to be a computer tech, and then I realized that I didn't want to be a computer tech. I wanted to be a web developer, so websites. Because I started doing coding, you know, when MySpace was a thing, I was doing coding and I was making those layouts from scratch, and I was like, "Ooh, I like this." So yeah, but I didn't go into that because when I got out of high school, ITT Tech closed down. There weren't really any tech schools around my area. So I was just kind of like, well, now I'm kind of floating about trying to figure things out, and I don't know. So
Yeah, but we were kind of, she got freaked out. She thought we were really, I mean, really in a bad way. So she thought, let me try myself. But she freaked me out because I thought she was really going to try, and she dabbled but did not like it.
yeah
So she knows she's not gonna,
yeah
she did not like. So she does just censored stuff.
I found that by accident, though.
But I told her when she was little, I told her that, you know, I prepared her because I figured some people would notice me. And so I told her that, you know, it's better coming from your mom than, you know, and
Do you get noticed on the street?
Yes. And then even at her school, sometimes I would take her to school and then you would hear somebody go, "Africa, Africa." And I would just ignore, like, I don't know who you're talking about.
So OnlyFans income is your only source of income?
Right now, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's something that works for you?
It could work better. No, it's not really working very, but it's because I have anxiety and I'm shy as well, so it's weird. So I have these moments where I'm just like, fine, I'm content, and then it's like I'm hiding, you
But the
know.
reality of OnlyFans, being on OnlyFans, I've heard, is you need to interact with your audience, your
And
subscribers,
it's
right?
hard, yeah.
Tell me about that.
It's like I'm not used to that because when like a long time ago, before all the internet stuff, you just show up to set and they handled all of that. All the advertising and stuff
You
like
were
that.
doing porn before this?
Yes, I was doing porn for like she was one.
1996,
Yeah.
1997.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really, the companies wouldn't handle all this stuff, but now you got to market yourself and you got to.
You're the porn company.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're doing it all.
Yeah.
But you make all the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
OnlyFans takes a percentage,
Yeah.
but the rest of it is all yours.
Yeah, until taxes come around.
Right? Well, welcome to the United
It's a
States.
Darn
whole
those
different,
yeah.
taxes.
Who makes more money, mom?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because she's selling it.
Yeah. I'm like over here in my own little world. I got my own little community, so.
Yeah. Our community, there's a community. Okay, so you know how you explain it? You know how like, and
it's so like on Jerry Springer, you know when the girls get their Jerry beads, right? And that big old sensor bar pops up? That's what I do. Except I don't get naked. I don't do anything explicit. I don't diddle myself on camera.
How long have you been on?
I've been on since 2021, like officially. Because I was doing like feet for a while. Everyone jumped on the feet bandwagon and I tried that. I was not making anything. I think there's like a specific type of girl that they want.
But and everybody thought she was making a lot because
everybody thought not just that in my advertising stuff, because I've been doing graphic design and stuff since I was little. So, you know, it's kind of like I already had that down. But no, I wasn't making anything doing feet. Found the censored content on accident. Somebody told me about a bunch of subreddits that I could post in for feet stuff. And then among those subreddits was this thing called Censored for Betas. And I was like, nah. What is that? And so I clicked on it, and it's just a bunch of porn that is intentionally censored for the denial aspect.
Because they think they're too
They want to be like beneath you. So it goes into the whole dom area.
Not good enough to see you.
Yeah, they're not worthy.
All these kinks and fetishes are just so interesting and unusual.
Yeah, I know. So that
you guys like to be frustrated.
Yeah. And right now October is going on, so you know that's also a thing that's happening that goes into there.
What's that?
October is when guys, they have their chastity cages, and they will stay locked for all of October.
So they won't have any.
Wow. Nope, they won't jerk off all of October.
Just learned that.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Locktober.
Yeah.
So
that's gonna hurt mom's income, right?
No,
probably not.
No, there's not too many people that want to be locked up in a cage. Like, haha, here's some teasing pictures. Like,
so, mom works in porn. How do you feel about that?
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, it hasn't really like, I haven't really felt any type of way about it.
Do you remember anything that I told you when you were little? How is it this easy?
If anybody tells you anything, it's like they're just coming for you because your mom cares about you. Like your mom would do so much for you, and these other kids, it's just like their mom has a regular job and they don't even see their parents.
I did say that. I was like,
so you spend a lot of time with your.
I spent a lot of time with.
So I got her all day.
I got to homeschool her sometimes.
Yeah, we got to homeschool, or like if I had
your
trouble.
Your mom's a good mom.
Oh yeah, way more involved than I think any stereotypical parent. And I feel like that's something a lot of people wouldn't think.
She got bullied sometimes because...
they tried. It didn't work.
Because of her.
I hate for my channel to become like an endorsement for OnlyFans, but tell me, Africa, the positives and the negatives of being on OnlyFans.
Okay, since I am introverted, the negatives would be actually, not that I don't love my fans, I do, but I'm not used to, it seems like they're right there in my face, and they're not right there in my face. It's just letters and numbers, but it just feels like they're right there. And that.
But there's nobody in the room. It's just you.
No, yeah, it's just me.
But you feel the presence of all these.
Yes.
Guys.
Yes. Even with this. And then we have to do Skype too. And that makes it even more like you're in my face. Like
you have to do like live stuff.
Yeah, Skypes.
You have to do that?
Yeah, that's a part of you know, income. So so if they ask for a Skype, they get a Skype.
There are a lot of women that are doing this, I think, now.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you make of that? Just that so many women are doing OnlyFans now.
I think that
selling their ass on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should actually just legalize the harder stuff. So we can.
Well, I mean, OnlyFans is legal.
Yeah, the OnlyFans is legal, but you know, sometimes I think they should legalize it all the way.
Prostitution.
Prostitution should be legalized.
If you're not like the best.
Legalize it. Yeah. Because it seems like everybody's getting more open to sex anyway. They're being more open about liking it and more open about being in it or having found that they needed to do this to supplement their income or something. Everybody, at first, these same people were probably like, ew, I would never do that. Pandemic came.
It changed it all, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now what won't you do? So everybody seems like they're more open with it. We should just be open with all of it.
Yeah, sex is such a polarizing, charged thing in our society.
Yeah.
You're taking what is probably, for a lot of females, their main way to make money.
Yes.
For a lot of girls.
Yes. And nobody wants to be
high. And you're making it illegal. It's bad. We all deem it as bad.
Yeah. And everybody does it, even police officers, so they need to stop. They need to stop.
And then all the guys are watching it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So the guys love to watch it.
But they want to demonize you at the same time.
You want to make it illegal.
In public. Mm-hmm. But...
Well, I mean, so OnlyFans is legal, but the prostitution, all the other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You should legalize all of it.
It's a complicated world we live in.
Yes.
It is.
Very. Very much so.
Did you want to do other things with your life when you were younger?
Yeah.
What'd you want to do?
Well, everybody thought I was going to sing or be a comedian or something, or an actress. They thought that. So I thought that right along with them, or have a daycare, or, you know, then later as she got older, I wanted a spa, but
all of those jobs would require a lot of time and time away from home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it was my spa, she would be with me. She went with me the yoga class.
How much time do you spend working on your OnlyFans? Every day?
Yeah. It's a little bit every day.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. But I need to do a little more. I'm fine until I have a moment where my anxiety starts going way, way up. Then it's like, where is she?
And waifu, so your OnlyFans is basically what?
It's basically like, how would I even describe it? It's definitely like in the domination category. I don't know if you guys know what like dominatrixes are, but it's like online domination. But I'm trying to make it less in your face domination and more subtle things, because I was like a hard dom for a really long time.
So there is a sexual...
It's sexually charged for sure, but it's not like sex. Like the most I'll do is like a microkini and like
penis ratings.
Oh yeah, that too. I forgot about those. Sometimes people buy them.
What is that?
When you sometimes people will ask for like a dick rating, and like they'll pay you to, they'll send you a picture of it and you have to rate it. Usually the girls will have like, they'll rate it nice or something. I'll be like, oh, it's so big or whatever. But my job as the dom is to be like, oh, it's so tiny, it can't do anything, blah, 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 blah. So it's like, it's supposed to be like humiliating. That goes into the SPH category and
SPH?
Stuff. SPH? Small penis humiliation.
Mm.
So, yeah. It's definitely not your stereotypical OnlyFans stuff.
Did you think you, mom doing OnlyFans is what kind of opened the door for you to do it?
No, I think it was like...
Did you have yours first?
I don't know, honestly. I think I did. I think I had mine first.
Yeah.
Oh, so you had it first.
Yeah, I made one.
I just assumed that mom had it and then you...
No, actually, you know what?
I didn't know what OnlyFans... Okay, so I went out of business for a while.
Who makes more money?
She does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was doing regular stuff like, you know, customer service and all this other stuff. And then when I came back, people were saying you should get an OnlyFans. And I was like, I didn't know what that was. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Because I was just used to going to studios and stuff. I was like, oh, I don't know what that is. But, you know.
She's like, let's work on my website. Like,
she's kind of like my Dottinger. So she was like, oh, you need a website. You needed this. You needed that. So... Then I learned more about it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man, I was snubbing my nose up to OnlyFans all this time, and that was crazy.
And wait, you help mom with her.
Yeah, I
OnlyFans?
Have to sometimes. Yeah.
So what is it like to be looking at mom's like?
I don't go in and watch anything. I don't go in there and watch anything. I'll just see like what her most current post is sometimes, and I'll be like, okay, does she post? Is she not? And sometimes I'll scan messages, like I won't open them because I don't want to take too much from her because I feel like I don't want to overstep. That's my mom. Like, but I'll just see if there's anything in there that maybe she needs to pay attention to, or I'll throw suggestions out. Like I made like a Skype menu for her or something that she can schedule out. lately I've been like
Dottinger.
Yeah, I've been on the hunt for like industry stuff for her, like big industry stuff for her. So I'll go in and try and find people's emails and try and find contacts and things, so that way we can like reach out to bigger studios.
Dottinger.
So, yeah, I do a lot of things. I do a lot of things.
You guys are an interesting team.
Yes. Yes. I remember one time we were like really struggling, but for some reason, this was before I went back into business. People just kind of would come up to us and give us money. And she's like, "Mom, you need to get on the corner and just smile. Just smile." Because I'll be like, "Hi."
They love her personality so much.
In my pants.
Because when we were working regular jobs, like one of our jobs that we worked together was Target. Like, they would just wait in her line because she's like, "Awesome," all in the line anytime she scans anything. And they don't care like how long the line is. They just love her personality. They'll just wait in her line. Like, we had people filling out the customer surveys. Like,
you see your attractiveness, your sexuality as a way to make money?
Yes.
It's going to be hard to change that.
Yeah. It wouldn't be so hard if they paid minimum wage, if minimum wage was realistic, it wouldn't be so hard.
Yeah, it's very hard to make a living now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's another reason why people go here, is because you got stuff that you want to do in life. And if you just stay at the 9 to 5, they say, "Oh, you can advance." Yeah, right. Yeah, right. So I think I worked maybe like 3 or 4 jobs for real ones. And I just was like, "I'm out of here, bro." Like,
you're making more money now?
I feel like, you know what, it's building. I'm still making a little community. Like, I run a subreddit that has like 25,000 members that just are dedicated to censored stuff, and I want to grow it. So I'm hoping to make more. But
what do you charge a month for your OnlyFans?
Right now it's at $5.99. It's definitely going to go up at some point.
What is mom's?
Mine is only 12, because I didn't know. Is only like $12.99.
This is like a crash course.
I didn't know, because when I first started, it was like a whole bunch of people with $5 OnlyFans and a whole bunch of $5 OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. So I was like, "I'll just be $12 then, but I wish I could be 30.
I should have started at 50.
But I have a website too, and that is 30.
Yeah.
Stretch it out.
I get stiff down here.
Yeah.
Not that kind of stiff.
Huh?
All right, you guys, thank you so much for enlightening us about your OnlyFans.
Yay!
And what are you gonna do while you're in LA?
Try and get home.
We didn't have a plan. Did we have a plan?
We didn't have a plan.
We were coming
we
up.
We were just like, come make sure we're here.
And then we
come. Yeah, yep. For you. We're here for you.
Yep, we are here.
We got your back.
Yep.
Well, it's while you're stretching it out. Daughter on OnlyFans.
Yay!
All right, you guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So your OnlyFans is?
Africa Sex, that's my OnlyFans. And it's spelled with 3 X's.
Mine is at Beta Safe Waifu. It should be all one word. Oh, betasafewaifu.vip is my paid one. I have a freed one, but that's .free. So.
Okay, we'll figure this out.
Yeah.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.